WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Baba. Baba.
We must choose a name for the new baby. Suggestions, Cornelius?
Yes, something distinguished, I should think. Horatio, or Archimedes, not to mention...
Pompadour?
Yeah.
Babar.
I think Babar would be nice.
That's how Babar the elephant got his name, in case you were wondering. And if you or your children are curious about the rest of Babar's stories, how he grew up to be king, how he met and married Queen Celeste, how he saved Celesteville from the hunters, well, you're in for a treat. For the next 13 Sundays, HBO is presenting an animated Canadian series based on the wonderful, whimsical stories by Jean and Laurent de Brunhoff. The drawings are lovely, the sound effects and characters are charming, and actor Gordon Pinsent has the perfect voice for King Babar.
A very long time ago, back in the days before I was king, before there was a Celesteville, back in the days of your grandmother, my mother.
The first stories in this series are extended flashbacks, with Babar talking about the joys and traumas of his childhood. Or is it elephanthood? Some of these memories are adorable. Others are almost frightening. Here, Babar's mother tries to save him from a hunter by hoisting him on her back and running out of rifle range. Another elephant shouts encouragement as the mother and child race for shore.
Where are we going, Mom?
Quickly, into the jungle! Quickly!
Okay, so it's a lot like Bambi. For that matter, when the adult Babar thinks back on his childhood, it's a lot like an elephant version of the Wonder Years. Even so, I really like these Babar cartoons. But that's an adult perspective. This time, I decided to bring my kids along to ask them what they like best. Kristen is 6 and Mark is 4. Hey, Mark, what did you like best about Babar?
When he was a baby, he walked sidewards and then... She tried to blow like the other elephants, and she accidentally pulled his trunk into a ball like a snail. And it was so funny. He did a backward roll, and Edie couldn't believe it. That was a good trick.
All right, that sounds like a good trick. Okay, Kristen, I know you like the elephant noises. Can you make one for me?
Let's both do one together.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Don't quit your day jobs.